Hollywood Casino St. Louis is the place to party before and after every concert this year. Whether you want to chill on the 99 Hops House patio enjoying a great selection of brews, or if you want to try your luck on the casino floor. They also offer VIP packages, hotel, free slot play, food credits, and transportation to and from the concert with your own VIP entrance. Enjoy the show. Must be 21. Gambling problem? In Missouri, call 1-888-BETS-OFF or visit 888-BETS-OFF.org.
Normally right here we play what we call bumper music. Bumper music just means you're bumping it. It sort of bounces you from one segment to the other. So right now we'd hit a piece of music, whatever it would be, and then I come in and I'll do my Window World commercial, and then we go to Dan Buffett. But before we play this little piece of music, I want to explain why I asked Limey to pull it up. It's in my iPod. I have about 875 songs on my phone in the music library section of my phone, and this is one that's in there. And the reason it's in there is it's from the 60s, and I'm an old person, and 60s music is relevant to me because it's the music that played, you know, when I learned to drive and when I was dating the few girls that I dated, and there weren't many, and these songs bring back those memories. But there's another reason that I want to play this song, and it's because of the lyrics, and that to make a point that if you were to cut this record today, it would never even be pressed. Limey, hit it. It's called Wishing and Hoping. It's Dusty Springfield here on Oldies 590.
My goodness.
Wishing and hoping and thinking.
Now listen to the words.
Planning and dreaming each night of his charms that won't get you into his arms. So if you
and it gets, this is where it starts getting good. Hang on.
And show him that you care. Show him that you care just for him. And do the things he likes to do. Wear your hair just for him.
All right, stop it right there. To show him that you care, wear your hair just for him. Do the things he likes to do. Because you won't get him wishing and hoping and planning and thinking. You need to do what he wants to do and do whatever it takes to please your man. I realize that this is unacceptable thinking today, but Limey, there was a time we lived in a world where that was the message. Can you even imagine?
I can't even imagine a world. I cannot imagine a world like that. I cannot.
Good. You're starting to catch on to not use the word C-A-N-T the way you pronounce it.
I'll get it eventually.
Thank you for playing that. And now...
Oh, I've always hated that song.
I like that song.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, see, Limey, I'm surprised you like that.
I do. I like that old stuff.
Well, good for you, man.
Thank you.
You know the difference between, I think, music, a lot of music now and music then, is that our music was simple and it was relatable. In other words, when Neil Sedaka said breaking up is hard to do, anybody who was ever dumped by a girl or had to dump a girl, it was a simple message. Breaking up is hard to do. Daddy took her T-Bird away, you know, and there she was just walking down the street. That's how I met my wife. I saw her for the first time walking behind the store where I worked. They were simple little songs with no vulgarity, no calling girls bitches and hoes, no kill the police, I want to hold your hand, yeah. And I know it's easy to make fun of that stuff, but you know what? What a great time. And I know that wishing and hope and wear your hair just for him, I know it's unacceptable, but wow, there was something great about that, and something much more harmless than some of the messages in the music today.
It always comes full circle because our parents, when we started listening to rock and roll in the 70s and the 80s, what is this crap?
Oh, no, it started before the 70s when the Beatles came. My dad saw the Beatles on Ed Sullivan. You know, the first thing he said when he saw their hair, well, why don't they just go out and buy dresses if they're going to look like women? And that was the big. Go back and look at the Beatles' hair now. It's nothing. It's not even that long. Oh, man, that lit him up. And then he would comment on things. Oh, he'd get in the car. And I had, maybe if I had borrowed the car, I had it on KXOK. He'd get in the car and start it, shut the car off, come back in the house and go, when I get in that car, that's my car. I don't want that garbage. Garbage meaning Dave Clark 5, the Beatles, the Box Tops. Okay. I don't want that garbage on the radio. When you get out of the car, before you get out, you put it back where I had it on KMOX. Okay. And so, buddy, I got the message because I needed times to borrow the car. And let me tell you, it didn't take but about one time for him to say that. And when I would park and pull in on a Saturday night or whatever, before I got out, I hit that push button. Remember those buttons?
Oh, yes.
And then that needle would go, and there it was on the old people station where he wanted it. And he was only in his 40s. And he listened to that. So, look, I know that to somebody Limey's age, it sounds just like an old person talking, but there is
because
something
is.
To there is some thank you, but there is something to be said for music that is just not hateful. It may be corny to some people, but breaking up with a girl or pretty woman walking down the street, come on, nothing wrong with that. We didn't have the technology we have now. We couldn't do all the things from a technical standpoint musically. Look, the big thing back then was 4-track tape players, then 8-track, where you could sing with yourself.
Ooh, yeah.
A singer could harmonize with himself. That was a big deal. I'd like to share with you an email that I got from Kathy with a C, and her last name is a beautiful French name. I'm not going to share it with you because sometimes without permission, I don't know that people want relatives and neighbors to know what they spent their money on. But he's just, Frank, I've listened to you for a very long time, and I've followed you. I want to let you know that I appreciate how you endorse the people who advertise on your show, and I trust your endorsements. I want you to know that for the first time ever, I got a report from Ameren that I have an energy-efficient home. It's the first time her home has been declared energy-efficient. She said the house was built in the 30s, but I just got new windows from Window World. They get the credit. They were honest, efficient, and extremely professional. So happy with my new windows. Thank you for endorsing them. You see, this is what makes it all worthwhile. Thank you, Kathy, with a C. And I say that because I am kind of a fanatic about spelling and grammar. And if I send somebody a text and I realize that I left out a letter, if I'm lucky enough to see and, oh, shoot, I didn't mean to spell it that way, I'll follow it with a text that says, that should have been Happy, H-A-P-P-Y, or if somebody's name is Kathy, I check to see if it's with a C or a K, because a name is a very personal thing to people. When you screw up people's names, it's not insulting, but it shows some. To me, you didn't take the time to bother to find out if Sean was S-H-A-W-N or S-E-A-N, so it's Kathy with a C, and thank you for the Window World feedback. And it is typical of all the feedback I get about Window World. I said earlier, most of you listening right now don't need Window World because you don't need windows. Stay in that house long enough, you will. Or buy an older home. You might need them then because the previous owner allowed the windows to become energy inefficient and just get too old. That's where Window World comes in. And you know what to do. You know to tell them your AM and the PM and thank them for not the yard sale, but thank them for sponsoring all the segments they do on this show, in addition to letting me a couple of times a week speak for them. Dan Buffa's coming up. You know who he's sponsored by? Window World. Yesterday, Josh Bauman. You know who makes that possible? Window World. Tomorrow, Dr. Doug. Uh-huh. Window World. Every day, Bill Cleveland. Yes, Window World. Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the country for lots of good reasons. And here comes the fun part. The preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues and the official window. And I have to be careful because literally and legally and technically, the partnership in Kansas City is to be the official window of the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs in St. Louis. It's all legalese, folks. It's the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues. Window World. If you want to know more, go to windowworldstlouis.com.
Dan Buffa music. There you go. There it is.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Dan Buffa, how are you?
I'm doing very well, Frank.
What is that? Oh, I know what it is.
Yeah.
It's your birthday today.
Yeah.
How old are you today?
38.
Almost an adult. Two more years, you'll actually be an adult.
Almost, yeah.
You'll be an adult at 40. How you doing?
And then I'll quickly exit at 40 and a half.
What does that mean, exit?
Well, usually, if I become an adult, I'm going to go back to being a kid pretty fast. So it
won't
last
will.
Long.
Oh, believe me, you will. You'll get the midlife crisis thing. You'll be a kid again. So I am. The last theater movie we saw in the theater was just, a week ago. I told you we saw Knives Out, and we really liked it. Before you speak, I will share with you and everybody else a couple of things. Two things my wife and I watched last night. One, we tried to watch, and we both agreed it wasn't worth sitting through the whole thing. It was Miss Americana, the documentary on Taylor Swift on Netflix. One of the most boring things I've ever seen in my life, because it's another documentary about, the trials and tribulations of poor Taylor Swift, how she had her down times and she was not eating right and blah, 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 and her mother had cancer. Shut up. You are filthy rich. The be careful what you wish for saying is so true. You wanted to be a star and you wanted to be famous and you got famous, so shut up. The other thing we discovered last night, and I said this earlier, may very well be the funniest thing I've seen in the last 10 years. And it's on Netflix. They're in their sixth season. We never watched one episode till last night, and we watched six of them. They're half an hour long. You go ahead, because I'll bet you can tell me what it is. Netflix series, comedy, hysterical.
Is it a Netflix original or was it on TV?
Yes.
Oh, it's a Netflix original?
Is there a guy with a mustache in this show?
Oh, okay. I've got a guess.
Go.
Is it The Ranch?
No.
Someone called and
you can say the word.
A lady called and said that she thinks she knows what it is. Schitt's Creek.
That's exactly what it is. And you can say Schitt's Creek because it's S-H-I-T-T-S. Let me just tell you something, folks. I knew about it. I'd heard about it. I had never seen one second of it because the name, for some reason, the name, it seemed like, well, that's so ridiculous. It can't be as funny as the name. It's funnier than the name. Here's who's in it. Eugene, is it Levy? Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hara are in it, and Chris Elliott, and the kid who plays the son of Eugene Levy is actually his son in real life.
Oh, yeah.
Folks, this is the funniest thing I have seen in a long time. My wife and I we didn't go 2 minutes through any of the episode where we weren't laughing out loud. And essentially, Dan, I'm going to tell them the premise, and then you can jump in and fine-tune it. It's a family that lives in a mansion. It's a reverse Beverly Hillbillies. They are living the lives of very wealthy people, and one day they realize when the IRS shows up at the door that their business manager, accountant, whatever, has completely screwed them over, and they're worth nothing. They take the home. They take their possessions. They're out of the house. There's only one place they can go because, as a joke, years ago when they had money or thought they had money, as a joke, the dad, Eugene Levy, bought a little town that was for sale that nobody wanted called Schitt's Creek. It's a nothing little dump of a town. He bought it as a joke. And so the IRS guy says, well, there's one little glimmer of good news here. Or their attorney who's meeting with them says, you do still own a town, Schitt's Creek. and you might as well go there because you own the town. And they go there, and from I'm telling you something, it's beyond funny. These wealthy, spoiled people are having to live in this dump of a town in a motel. That's about all I can say. I can't wait to watch the next one.
Is it similar because the lady that called earlier and said that it's similar to like Best in Show and A Mighty Wind, humor?
Okay, yeah, it does. There's no. What I like, Dan, is there's no fake laugh track. There's no studio, and they don't need it. That's how funny it is. There's none of that. Now, there is some music, but it's music that is appropriate for the segues from scene to scene. The music is in itself funny in the way that, you know, how in Seinfeld it was that bass thing. Mm-hmm. Well, they have their own little transitional music, but the writing. Whoever wrote this deserves whatever the big, I guess, Emmy, whatever the biggest award. The writing is brilliant in this. And Eugene Levy, I've always thought that guy, one, has the world's greatest eyebrows, and two, is just, all he has to do is look at the camera, and he's funny. There are certain people that if they just look at the camera, like Rick Moranis, every time he just looked at the camera, he just kind of burst out laughing. Schitt's Creek is hysterical to me. And folks, even though you and I might not think the same things are funny, you need to know that my wife thinks it's funny because 90% of what I laugh at, she doesn't laugh at. She was laughing out loud. And again, we never went, I don't think, 2 minutes without laughing. I think this thing is brilliant.
So,
Dan, have you seen it?
I have not. And I think a caller last week or the week before mentioned this show, and perhaps that's what made you watch it, but I think I haven't heard of it before that.
No, you know why I watched it? Because my wife, last night we just, let's watch something. So I pull up Netflix, and it comes up, you know how they'll say new releases, originals, and it has suggestions for you. And when she saw it, she goes, oh, that's that show that Kim watches. Kim is her friend, one of her very best friends, she says, and she thinks it's hysterical. I said, well, let's watch one, because they're only half an hour. We watched six, and we're mad that we had to go to bed. So, Dan, I would love it if you'd watch. And here's the other thing. You don't need to watch three to sort of get it. You'll get it in the first episode.
Okay.
So I'd love That's to know good. if you think it's funny.
Did you go back and watch the first season when it
That's
all
what we're
started?
Watching now.
No, oh,
that's
okay.
what we're watching. We
oh, okay.
started with episode one where they throw them
oh,
out of their
okay.
own house. You need to see the first season because okay. that's when they get kicked out of their mansion.
It kind of reminds me of the Tim Allen film, I think is very underrated, For Richer or Poor.
Yes, with Kirstie Alley.
They lose all the money and they have to go live with an Amish family.
You know what? There is some similarity there because you go from filthy rich or thinking you are living that life to having to milk, in his case, a bull that he accidentally milked. No, if you would watch a couple, and I'd be curious.
I will.
Our senses of humor are the same, but there are certain things that most people together agree are funny. And I think this would be one.
Well, the first thing that really enticed me about is that 22-minute episodes, you can't beat that. They're very short, I bet.
It's great.
Oh, man. Yeah, I mean, you can knock out almost a whole season in one night.
Oh, by the end of the week, by Monday, I'll bet you will have watched all five and up to the current episode in the sixth season because you can't stop watching it.
I'm going to watch it, I promise.
Okay. What do you got for us today?
Well,
and by the way, folks, if you'd like to call and jump in here, I'll do this quickly, and then Dan can step back in. 314-821-0590-855-282-8255. You want to talk to Brian first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Let's get Brian in here. I think I know who this is. I think I know which Brian this is. Brian, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hey, how you doing, Frank? I'm AM and PM.
Okay, it's a different Brian. What's up, Brian?
I've been wanting to call you about that Schitt's Creek show because it is so funny, and I don't know if I can't remember what show it was that you came up to, but the man, the young guy that plays the mayor, he's playing Chris Elliott,
yeah,
and the dad Levy, he's wanting to grill. They're going to have a barbecue, and Chris Elliott's telling him, you can't compare to me. I'm like the connoisseur of grills, and he's naming off all these tapes, and they're parodies of like Grills just want to have fun, you know, he's talking like that. and he starts chuckling to himself. He's naming off all these tapes, and he's chuckling to himself, and he says, and Levy's asking him, "What are you laughing about?" He goes, "Well, looking at you at that grill, a name comes to mind, poor little Rich Grill."
And you have to see it to appreciate it. It's so well written. I don't think we're to that episode yet. I think we're six in. That may be seven or eight. The next one that we're going to watch, you know how they show you the little square on the screen and a little caption about what it's about, and it says turkey hunting or something. That's the next one that we're going to watch. But I don't know you, and I don't know your sense of humor, but don't you think this is just like one of the most enjoyable things to watch you've watched in a long time?
Oh, yeah, it's one of the best shows I've seen in a long time.
Because it makes fun. It makes fun of rich people. It makes fun of rednecks. It sort of is a parody and a pretty good take on both extremes and how they live and what the people are like. And there's a sort of not so subtle, but sort of subtle hidden message there that given time and given the effort, two people who never would have thought they could get along, one a redneck and one a Prada purchaser, could actually get together. It's just hilarious to me. So, Brian, I look forward to the grilling episode.
Right, and one thing I wanted to tell you too is the son, John Levy's his son in real life. It's in the show. Right. He plays his son. He's right. The one that's writing all the shows.
Well, then he's a genius. Dan Levy is his name, and he's perfect in that part. The sister is perfect. The daughter, the girl at the motel. I love that girl. Holy cow, is she cute? The local. She's the local girl.
Yeah.
And it's just so well done. So well done.
Very well.
All right, Brian. Thank you, Brian.
All right. You bet. Right. I'll take care.
Can I take another call? Damn, yeah. It's your segment. This would be Mike. Mike, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Let me check. Hang on. Mm-hmm. Yep, I'm good.
Good. AM and the PM for sure.
Thank you.
Hey, my wife and I just started watching a program called The Stranger. Dan, have you heard about this?
I watched the trailer, and it looked pretty good, but last night I kind of bypassed it. But I did see it at the top of the menu.
It is good.
Can you tell us what it's about?
It's about this person that literally like walks up to another person, and they're a complete stranger, and she tells them that someone that they know or love has a secret. Like the very beginning of the show, she walks up to this man and says, your wife faked the pregnancy. And he's like, what? And they had lost the baby, according to the wife. And he said, here's all the proof. If you don't believe me, go back and look at your charge card back, blah, blah, blah. And then she walks away.
Huh.
And it's several people through this show. We're five episodes deep in it. It reminds me a little bit about the program that we watched called The Imposters.
Okay, yeah.
Lots of twists, but really, I mean, we were like bumming that we had to go to bed.
Is this stranger always the same woman?
It's the same gal that walks up to each of these different people, and some of the things that happen to these different people, and they're in a small town, I think, in England, where all this is going on. And it's good.
So does she predict things for them, or does she tell them things they don't know?
She tells them things that they don't know about. Like, again, this guy didn't know that his wife faked the pregnancy, and et cetera, et cetera. It is good.
I'll give that a shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely give that a shot.
Okay. All right, Mike.
All right.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys. See you.
You're pretty popular today. You got another call. and it's a woman, Tammy, unless there's a guy named Tammy, and nowadays, who knows? Tammy, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hi, Frank. How are you?
I'm terrific. What's up?
I have two things. Have you reviewed the Netflix series You?
Dan?
I have not, but it's been very popular. There's two seasons, right? I know it's been talked about.
Right.
I have not gotten to it yet.
I think my Tammy, I think my wife watches. I think my wife watches this. Isn't this about a guy and his obsession with some woman or something like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, it is fantastic.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. I walked in when she was watching. It looked good.
It's very good. Dan, I wanted to see if you have any new Uber stories.
I kind of have stories, but I think they just get kind of defeated by the earlier stories because they're just not as good. I get a lot of people in my car who fight. A recent story is a couple who got in my car, and I could right away tell it was going to be bad because they were shouting, and then they go back and forth, and that went on for about 20 minutes as I took them home, and that's where I hit every light possible, just so I could hear more of the conversation. But yeah, usually these days it's just people fighting in my back seat. Not really.
Oh, bummer.
Not much happiness going on back there.
Talk about porn or anything, right?
Whoa!
See, she worked. Like it's Tammy. It's not even the Josh Bauman segment. No. And Tammy worked in porn. I like Tammy.
She's very talented. As discussion of porn, maybe once or twice, but usually I can tell it's when an early date or a man flirting. Maybe she gave this woman a ride. I get to see the early stages of flirting in my back seat. And since I've been off the market for almost 20 years, this is entertaining because the guy will be trying everything. He's like a quarterback in the pocket trying to find a way to make this pass work, but the woman keeps turning him down. Those are probably the best.
And do you ever want to turn around and go, hey, let me give you some tips here?
I should just say, I almost want to pull a flag out and go, can we just do a timeout? I need to talk to this guy on the sidelines just for about, I'm going to pull over. We'll go into this mobile. We'll have a long chat. But, yes, there are times where I want to turn around and go, bud, you just need to stop that one joke. Just put a brakes on it. Take it out. But, no, I usually don't. But it's just fun to listen to because people in my backseat, they don't really have to be themselves, but they can be pretty close because they're with a stranger. You know, we're never going to see each other again, most likely. So I get a lot of confessionals from people. One time, he was in the front seat, which I entertain. If people want to sit in the front seat, it doesn't bother me. It means I can kind of keep an eye on you in case you're kind of a shady figure. But he asked me straight up, so, man, I just started up with this girl. I kind of like her. Do you think I should ask her out? And I was like, well, usually you haven't been paying attention to the poor guy.
What kind of idiot asks the Uber driver that?
Oh, yeah, there's idiots out there, Frank, and they ask Uber drivers everything outside of the usual, which is where'd you go to high school? What else do you do? That's my favorite. They always ask, what else do you do? And I say, well, I write a little bit. And then they say to themselves, he's broke. And then I say, well, I do a little bit of radio. And then they say, he's really broke. And then I say, I blend all three of the jobs together. Like, his wife basically makes all the money. That's what I hear in the background. But, you know, they do ask me crazy questions like, hey, should I date this girl? And if you haven't been paying attention, you just go, can I get a recap of the events? Okay, first sighting to first flirtation. Give me all of it, and then I'll give you a ruling after I drop you off. I'll text it to you, and then they leave, and I never text them again.
Do you get a really good rating then?
You know, when I keep them hanging, for some reason, they give me a good rating because I think they want me to text them. You know, it's like watching the end of a season of a TV show and you go, oh, that's a cliffhanger. And I got to wait a year to find out. But no, it usually just nothing really happens in my back seat that people really want to hear about. People get in the car and go, hey, you ever get any violence in here? Like, no, just somebody's head going back and forth as they're trying to resist the urge to puke. But that's not really an action scene. None of that yet.
All right.
Tammy, I'm not going to
Tammy, anything else?
Yes. That's it. Thanks for your time.
Okay. Thank you, Tammy. Wow, you're popular today. Up next is Mike. Mike, welcome to 590 The Fan. What's up?
Hey, AM to PM.
Thank you.
Hey, so I'm going to turn the clock back about 5 or 6 months ago, and I want to see if Frank watched this movie yet. I know Dan had suggested it, but it was the Ted Bundy with Zac Efron.
Yes.
Did you get to watch it?
I did watch it. Yeah.
Okay.
I like it okay, but it was just more. It was sort of like, okay, here's more Ted Bundy. I'm about Ted Bundy overloaded because there's like three documentaries on Ted Bundy and a couple of biopic whatevers. Yeah, I watched it. It was okay. I don't know that I learned anything new, but yeah, it was all right. It was pretty good.
Yeah, I kind of thought he was good. I thought he was.
Yeah,
really,
he did a good job.
Yeah, he did. I mean, a couple of those. I do agree though with the tone of the film was kind of off. Like. What they promised in the trailer on Netflix didn't really come forward in the movie, but what they did give me, I liked. And I liked him because I think he's talented, not just kind of one of those movie star looks guys. I thought he really took care of that role.
Yeah, it just wasn't one of those things where when it was over, you said, man, I never knew that.
Yeah, you know? They did kind of cover familiar stories.
Yeah, I think he saved it because he's a real versatile actor. So, but... last thing is on the Schitt's Creek. I know we're kicking a dead horse, but I'm going to go out on a limb. I've watched a lot of series on Netflix, and I'm just going to tell you, hands down, it's my favorite.
That's three total people in 1 hour.
I got to try it.
It is.
Dan, let me tell Dan Strauss something, if you don't mind, Mike. Yep. Dan, you will laugh so hard at this. You will not believe how funny this is, because you and I, you're the one that told me years ago about Say It Isn't So.
Oh, okay? Yes. Yeah.
And you and I, like me, myself, and Irene with Jim Carrey. If you don't think Schitt's Creek is beyond funny, I'll be stunned. Okay, because I agree with Mike. It's one of the three funniest things I've probably ever seen on TV or in a movie theater.
See, now I feel like the person that if I don't like it, I'm just going to be like thrown out of the studio.
No, there's nothing that everybody likes. No, there's nothing that everybody likes. But if you don't like it, I will tell you this. I think that if you took 100 people who watched it, you'd be in that five who didn't like it. Because I think about 95% of the world, I don't know how they could not think this is funny.
It's
well written, well executed, well cast. It's well shot. Everything about it. Mike, was there anything else?
Yeah, last thing. Don't forget his daughter. His real daughter's in that too.
I didn't know that. What character is she? Yeah.
She is. I think she's the one that is. She works at the restaurants behind the. She works at the diner. That's
no
his daughter.
Kidding.
In real life,
no,
yeah.
No
I think if you
kidding.
Look it up, you'll see that's. Yeah, it's either her. Or there's. I can't remember. There's two other gals in there that are, but yeah, I think that's his daughter. But yeah, definitely
yes,
his son
there is
and
a,
daughter.
A Sarah Levy. Sarah Levy plays
Levy.
Yep.
Or is it Levy, Levy or yep. Eugene Levy? Yes, I just looked it up, and you're absolutely right. Sarah Levy. She plays Twyla, who works at the restaurant. Way to go, Mike! Yep. So he's got two of his kids in there.
Yeah, pretty
it's a
cool.
Family business.
So, yeah. Okay. All right. So, thank you, Mike.
Anyway, you guys have a great night. Thanks.
You too.
I kind of wonder, is it Levy or Levi?
I think it's Eugene Levy.
I think it's Levy or Levy. I've always heard Eugene Levy.
Do you know what you just said?
What?
You said it's either Levy or Levy. We know that.
Okay. No, I
we know it's either
said Levi.
No, it's Levy.
Yeah, we need
it's Eugene Levy.
We need to get Eugene on the phone, just confirm this. Eugene, if you listen to the show, please call in. Thank you.
I got a cell phone number. Hang on, I'll call him. Hang on a second.
Oh, this will be good.
Hey, Eugene.
Yeah.
Frank Opinion.
Hey, man, how are you
doing, Frank? Doing great. Hey, watch Schitt's Creek, man. It's hilarious.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Your last name, Levy or Levy?
It's Levy, yeah.
All right. Hey, man, thank you. Sorry to bother you.
No, it's a pleasure. Talk to you later.
There you go. Wow. Right from Eugene Levy, friend of the show, and always available when we need to speak with him. let's see. AJ is next. AJ, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Terrific. What's up?
Yeah, I'm AM and the PM.
Thank you.
And then, so I'm joining late, so I don't know if you guys had talked about one of the new Netflix documentaries called Don't F With Cats.
I've heard of it.
Yes, I watched it.
Oh, my gosh, it is entertaining. I'm a big, like, Criminal Minds fan and all that, and holy cow, is it! I think it's really good.
It's very good, and for anybody who's a little squeamish about, they avoid showing stuff they could have shown, but they deliberately avoid it. But even the way they did it, even though you didn't see all the graphic stuff, you know exactly what happened. And this
go ahead, Frank.
This guy is one sick, demented weirdo, and it's true. It's all true, which I love that stuff. And you're right. If you love delving into and analyzing criminal behavior, Don't F with Cats is right up your alley.
Yeah, and the way he does it, where you know he likes the Catch Me If I Can movie, and how that group tracks him down and follows him place to place, it's really fascinating. I thought they did a really good job.
No, they did. That's a good suggestion.
All right. Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate you having me on.
All right, AJ. Thank you. You've never gotten this many calls. It's just unbelievable. It's a big day. You don't mind, do you, if we take these calls?
Let's go.
It's less work for you. Was AJ, right?
Yep, that was AJ. Okay,
that means Dan is next. Dan, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Great.
Hi. Good evening, everybody. I'm AM and PM, as always.
Thank you, Dan. What do you got?
Got a question for you. I've been really watching this movie called The Outsiders. And it seems like a really good show. It's on HBO, I believe it is.
Yes.
And I haven't really got it figured out. The guy seems like he's got a real dry sense of humor, and I'm just trying to figure it out and what the show is really all about.
Well, my wife and I bailed on it after 3 because it just lost us. It lost its way. It lost us. It's a Stephen King thing, and it wasn't for me. So, Dan Buffa.
I'm in your boat there, too, because it lost me. I stopped watching it.
Yeah, that's Stephen King, though. Dan, any comments on The Outsider?
Yeah, I'm still with it. I mean, it is kind of getting back to more of the heart of the mystery instead of beating around like the supernatural bushes. So I think it's still got my attention, but it is trying to do a lot at once. And you kind of have that sense of dread for everybody, every character on the show. So I'm wanting to see not just what really happened, but who did it and who ends up living in the end, because it's
Stephen
King.
My take was after 3 episodes, I didn't care what happened because it just lost. It just lost me. It just was all over the place, and we got bored with it. And Limey wants to know what it's about. Dan, tell him what it's about. You're probably better at doing that than I am.
Okay, so kind of like the most popular guy in a small town, played by Jason Bateman, is arrested for the murder, the gruesome murder of a young boy.
Right.
And Ben Mendelsohn plays the lead detective, Ralph, who has like this discrepancy with Bateman's character from the past. So he wants to make it a public scene, and he arrests this guy at a Little League baseball game, a Little League game, arrests him from everybody in the community. And so then the big hook of the series is that they find out that he was in 2 places at once. That's their problem with really locking him down with this charge.
In other words, he had an alibi. He had proof that he was out of town the day the kid was murdered, but they also have proof to show that he murdered the kid.
Yeah, I mean, his prints and his blood are all over the crime scene and the body, and then there's this video of him at this conference really standing up and asking a question. So, and then they bring in a special investigator, and supernatural stuff comes, as after all, it's a Stephen King book. But for me, just not really knowing who did it, but really what is the there's something else going on in the series, and I think they're getting ready to get to that.
Could it be a lost twin brother somewhere?
Boom, I just figured it out. It's a lost twin brother from an alternate dimension. Stephen King does that stuff all the time. Figured it out.
I hate that stuff.
Can I just tell you really, if you've watched it so far, can I just tell you what they think it is?
What?
So it's not really one person. It's called, there is a demon got inside Jason Bateman, and it's called.
Oh, I'm out. No, now I'm glad I quit.
And it's called, it preys not only on people, on one person, but the whole family. It's a grief.
A grief demon?
A grief demon.
Huh.
It's a Mexican, like.
I'm glad
demon.
I quit.
Yeah, I mean, and I think there's more to it, but I'm kind of waiting to see if there's, I don't know. I'm all the way in right now, so I can't
Dan,
stop.
Dan,
when you drank the water.
Well, not Dan Buffa, but Dan on the phone. I find that crap out, I'm lost, because I have to tell you, it had me the idea that here's a guy who's the pillar of the community, who's accused of murder, yet he has a solid alibi, yet they also have all the evidence. And I'm thinking, man, this is great. This is real. I can't wait to see how this pan. And then when I realized it just went off the rails with the supernatural crap, we quit. It's just, I'm not into that. So there you go. Dan, thank you. As always, thank you for the call.
Everybody. Have a good evening. Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, good stuff.
All right, and now Kim is up. Wow, you've broken all records today. Kim, welcome to 590 The Fan. How are you?
Hey, hi. I'm good. How are you?
Terrific, and I wish you could sound a little happier.
Well, it's because I'm AM in the PM.
There you go. There's the secret. What do you got, Kim?
That's the secret. Hey, I was your Tuesday guest way back in July. And so I just want to say hi to everybody. And I also wanted to recommend American Crime on Netflix.
Okay. I've watched some of it. Your Tuesday guest in July, of what year?
Just this past July. We talked all about chiggers. Now you'll probably remember.
Were you in the studio with us?
Yeah.
I remember, Kim. How you doing?
Hi. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're fine. Man, I am losing it. I don't remember. I remember chiggers talking about them, but I don't remember that. American Crime, it's a long series, I think, several seasons, right?
No, this season, it's only three seasons, and it has Felicity Huffman in it. If you haven't seen this particular one.
Hang on a second.
Are you serious?
Hang on a second.
Felicity Huffman?
Let me just check who that is.
No, she's a horse face.
Oh. Who was I thinking of?
I don't know, but she's a horse face.
I agree, Frank. She doesn't.
Yeah, she's not
who was just in prison.
She's not boing. She's not boing worthy.
Who am I?
That's right. No. Well, anyway, this. Oh, golly.
Yeah, you did it. That's right.
Okay. Well, in this series, after the whole first series, there's the characters, and they're all who they are in the show, and they complete the whole series, and then they go to the next series, and it's all the same actors, but they're completely different people.
Wow.
And it's really, really odd, but it makes you, because you wonder, now, wait a minute, is this like a flashback, or were they this person, because their personalities are kind of the same?
Are they supposed to be connected somehow, or are they just completely... No, just completely different episodes using the same stars.
Except that they seem to have the same personality traits. They seem to interact with people in the same, but the story is in a whole another place, a whole another scenario. And so if you're binge watching like we were doing, you watch the end of one and you think one series and you say, okay, I'm going to start the next one. And all of a sudden it's like, wait a minute, wait.
Do they have different names? Are the characters given different names, even though they're the same actors?
Everything is different except for the people in the previous series start showing up as other people. And it's like, it's very, very fascinating. So from that standpoint alone, but the stories are excellent also. I'll call you back in 3 weeks, and I promise you guys will be talking about it.
Are the stories based on true stories, or is it all just fiction?
It's based on what you might read in the newspaper, you know, the kind of crimes that are going on right now, but not about a particular crime.
All right, Kim. We appreciate it. Thank you.
You will like it. Yeah, give it a try, and I think you will be talking about. But this is the series that has Felicity Huffman in it. So
okay,
because I know there are other ones. So thanks, guys.
All right, thank you, Kim.
See you later.
I want people to note Kim's demeanor, her personality, the sound of her voice. That's what AM and the PM does to people. See, she was probably, before she found this show, probably depressed, like a miserable human being. Now, I know that a lot of people called you today. You set a new record. You have about 3 minutes to tell us whatever it is you think we should know about.
All right. I have three things, and then I'll be done. Number one, the new Blake Lively film, The Rhythm Section, Jude Law. Sterling K. Brown, she plays a woman who loses her family to a plane crash, and she finds out it may have been a terrorist attack. And all she has to do is go to some very tough British guy to learn to be a mercenary and a fighter and a killer. And that is Jude Law, not Limey, unfortunately.
Ooh. What's this called? What's it called?
It is called the Rhythm Section, which is kind of an awkward name, but in the movie it stands for the way your body has to be all working in one when it's firing a weapon. That's what's Jude Law's
character. It sounds
character.
Like 100 other Liam Neeson type movies yeah, that I've heard of. Where I'm gonna get even. I'm gonna train to be a killer and I'm gonna go get the bad guys.
It's not as good as that. And Blake Lively and Jude Law are good actors, but this is just material that's way below them. I mean, there's nothing new. So, and finally, very sad. We'll just cut it to two things because this is maybe third thing could be crying, but. Ray Donovan has just been canceled after 7 seasons, about an hour ago.
Okay, you know what? I'm not that devastated because I think they were starting to just run out of stuff for Ray.
But this last season, the finale was fantastic, and it left it a little bit open that they could have really solved a couple things or wrapped things up in the last 8th season, but that's not going to happen. It just got announced at...
That's it. It's over.
It got announced about an hour ago. Showtime said in a statement, it has concluded its run at Showtime.
As much as I liked it, I was actually starting to get tired of it.
All right. Well, there you go. Maybe it ended before it got bad.
Okay. And that's it?
That's it.
All right. Well, I'm sorry that... I'm not really sorry because I like it when people call.
Yeah, we got some questions. We got a lot of Schitt's Creek, and we did some Uber.
And whatever else you had, you can save it. I'm sure it'll still be relevant
next week.
Very, very quickly, because we do have a minute, is there anything about to hit the movie theaters that'd be worth leaving the house for?
I want to say that DC film fans will like it because Harley Quinn's getting her own movie. That comes out with Margot Robbie. Next week it's called Birds of Prey. But the next one that I'm really looking at is a Ben Affleck film called The Way Back. Comes out in March. February doesn't look weak, but as far as really getting you off the couch, I'm not sure. I'll have to see if there's anything new in that release schedule.
Okay, you know how to wrap it up.
I'm Dan Buffa, and I've had enough of.
All right, there he goes. Thank you, Dan. Thank you. Dan Buffa brought to you, as he always is, by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States, the preferred window of the Stanley Cup champion St. Louis Blues, and the official window of the Super Bowl champion, Kansas City Chiefs. Find out more at Window World St. Louis.
Hey, St. Louis, where can you go for the best selection on your new appliance purchase? Yes, that's right, Appliance Discounters, and we're now featuring The Art of Appliances by AD for that creative palette. See The Art of Appliances with a variety of color options along with the full line of Bosch appliances at our newest location in Maplewood at the Deer Creek Shopping Center. At Appliance Discounters, there's no limit on design and color options, and we want to bring these choices to our customers. Shop any of our 6 locations or online at theappliancediscounters.com.